Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's good to have you with us again. We thank you for your loyalty. If this is your first time tuning in, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c3 group that we're a grassroots organization. We were part of the Tea Party when it cranked up. And we've been doing radio show for 8 years now, so you can find all the information about us on cctaxpayers.com. We hope you'll check that out. We like to interview candidates that are running for office to find out where they stand. Remember I said we're a nonpartisan 501c3, so don't take anything that you hear here as an endorsement. We are simply making inquiries and talking about the issues, and that way you get to listen to the candidates and find out where they stand. So, first of all, our crew tonight, we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
I think all of you know Mary Griswold is Right Wing Granny, rightwinggranny.com. We have Melissa with us.
Hello.
We got Howe and Rainer James.
Hey, there you go. Hey.
Okay, and then our special guest, candidate for Congress, Sandy Smith.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you, Sandy. And you brought Brandon with you.
Yes, political director for Sandy.
Good to have you, Brandon. And we're going to get right into asking some questions. Tell us a little bit about yourself first, your family, where you're from, a little of your personal history.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm a Marine mom, and I have two children of my own that are, one's in college. My daughter served in the United States Marine Corps. She's now attending college as well. I'm a farmer with my husband. We also run a construction firm in the Greenville area. I graduated from East Carolina University with a degree in business and technology. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, why did I decide to run for office? I got tired of seeing, you know, the do-nothing politicians, you know, continue to sell us, you know, just enough to get them to reelect them, but not doing anything when they got there. And I'm a firm believer that if you want change, you need to take action. And so I stepped up and decided I was gonna run for office. And in 2022, we did very, very well.
So you graduated from ECU.
I did. I'm a pirate. To all my fellow pirates out there. And, cum laude as well.
You've got a business background in agriculture and construction. Spinal biometrics. Tell us, what is that?
Spinal biomechanics. I actually worked many years ago with a world-renowned doctor, and they developed a technique that is now taught in some of the chiropractic offices. I worked with him and his wife. We also trained staff around the world, actually, not just here in the United States, about how to build a practice, how to actually help their patients with physical therapy, and you know, there's a big regiment that we put into. So I would train their staff on how they prep the patient, how they answer the phones, how to bill, how to grow a successful medical practice without having to use insurance, which is very interesting.
So you've got education, you've got family experience, a mom experience, business experience. What about political experience?
I'm actually a political outsider. I've been very active in regards to my community. I've voted since I was 18 years old. I've been a conservative my entire life. In a state that I lived before, I was we had a caucus, and I was selected to be one of their delegates to go to their state and vote for that presidential candidate many years ago. And you know, that's pretty much it. I've never ran for political office.
Well, good. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors real quick, and then we're going to come back and start letting the panel ask questions.
Sounds great.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, our special guest this evening is Sandy Smith, a candidate for Congress here in North Carolina. And Hal, you had a question for Sandy.
Well, Sandy, I just think it would be a good idea for you to tell our audience exactly what office you're running for and why you're running for that office.
I'm running for Congress. I ran in 2020 for the 1st Congressional District, and we have some redistricting coming, so we don't know what the district numbers are going to be. Here in North Carolina, our population has increased, so we are going to get a 14th district, and so that means another chair up in Congress. So they're going to be letting us know what the redistricting is going to be in the next probably month or so. So that'll be interesting. In 2020, I ran in the first, like I said. I swung the district 25 points towards the Republicans, something that has never been done in 137 years. I think we actually did better than what's reported. We know that on election night, they stopped counting our district. I was the only one out of 13 districts that they stopped counting at 9:45 at night and held at 78% for over 9 days.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
So I want to kind of jump into that with you. Just doing some research on you, I noticed a lot has been, you actually just recently had a rally about it for pushing the audit for NC. So let's talk about that. What is your stance on that?
We need a full forensic audit here in North Carolina.
Here, here.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we can't have an internal audit because that's kind of like letting a kid check its own homework. You know, everything looks great. And unfortunately, we have folks in our state who are in charge, leadership, that are saying that they don't want to do an audit because they're afraid of a veto. I'm sorry, give us a veto. And because we can campaign all day long, but I bet you we could probably get a couple Democrats to come over and overturn that veto because they don't want to go down as someone who doesn't want election integrity and really know what's wrong with our elections, if there's something wrong. You know, this is the thing what a full forensic audit would do. It would show, you know, it would show, you know, are these votes valid? Are the people that cast these votes valid? So there's a lot of things that could come out of this. And after the audit, one thing is true. We know, you know, is there something wrong? Is there something not? But the one thing we will know for sure, we're that much closer to the truth.
Sandy, so you're obviously running for the House, U.S. House. And can you file it with the Board of Elections as a candidate before you even know what the district is? Or are you just announcing that you, whatever district you're in, you're going to run?
Filing through the state is different than filing with the FEC. So we don't. No one actually files until December 6th is what it's planned for right now.
In December.
Mm-hmm. That's to be placed on the ballot. But you have to file with the FEC once you've raised at least $5,000. Mm-hmm. And last cycle, I raised $1.7 million. I'm pushing probably over $400,000 this coming quarter total for this cycle. something like that has never been done in this district. They usually raise about $50,000. And that's, a lot of people ask me, well, how do you do that? It's because it's hard work getting out there, meeting the folks, and you know, getting your message across.
Well, part of Pitt County is in District 3, and part of it is in District 1.
Yes.
Which one are you in?
I'm in, 80% is in District 1 right now. About 20% is in District 3, which is Dr. Greg Murphy's district.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But back to your question in regards to the rally, we had Arizona Senator Wendy Rogers come out. We put the event together in 4 days. We got close to 500 people at the facility. It was a fantastic event. A matter of fact, just today, I have launched my petition to audit the vote that we are asking people to come out and come and sign that petition. Once we reach our goal of signatures, we are going to go and present that to the General Assembly and demand that they do a full forensic audit.
Okay, do you have so a copy action. Of that with you?
If you go to sandysmithnc.com, you can find out about it. It's also been posted on Facebook and Twitter.
It's on sandysmithnc.com/auditnc.
Thank you.
So that's a big thing. You know, we have a lot of people that do a lot of lip service, but very few people that want to take action. And the other thing that's really interesting is I've been talking to legislators across the state, and a lot of them actually agree that we need to audit the vote.
Right.
And not just the physical votes, the printed ballots, but also what went on with the machines.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, a lot of people don't understand. We have ESS as our voting machines here of choice. I think we have two different systems, but majority of the districts used ESS. And they are worse than Dominion. Matter of fact, NBC did an expose back in 2019 and about the ESS machines. And they discovered through the admission of the companies that they use foreign parts. They have foreign investors. They also did a third-party independent audit to go over the manipulation capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And the results were so bad, they would not release it publicly.
Wow.
Sounds familiar.
Doesn't it just?
Let's jump tracks here to a different topic right now. Let's talk about family values.
Absolutely.
I see where...
She said, hit me. Hit me. I want it.
We've got to put family values and make family a priority in our country. And it's something that the government has incentivized women and people to not become families. And when you have mothers incentivized to marry the government and not their father of their children... You know, that's what's wrong with our country. We need fathers in the home.
Absolutely.
We need mothers in the home. We need a family unit. And the Democrats want to do everything they can to destroy our family nucleus. Right.
So are you also saying get the parents back involved in educating their children?
Absolutely. So it's a full-time job for everybody. And you know what? As a single mom, sometimes you don't know. When I was a single mom, I should say, I had multiple jobs. And you know what? Yes, we go to work and work 9 to 5, but then we come home and we have to do our job as a mother or a father. So, yes.
That's a 24-hour.
And that is a, yeah, exactly, exactly.
And I take it you are running as a Republican, it sounds like.
I am a strong conservative Republican.
Right. Okay.
American patriot is like what I like to refer to myself as.
So where did you stand on the marriage amendment that we had in North Carolina that was overwhelmingly passed by the voters and then... done away with by a unelected judge?
Well, you gotta love those rogue judges that like to legislate from the bench. Personally, I think government needs to get out of marriage. You know, I believe in traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and marriage should be between you, God, and your church.
I agree with you on that also. While we're on family issues, what about abortion?
100% pro-life. I believe life begins at conception, and what the Democrats are pushing for to continue to promote abortion is nothing short of murder, period.
We agree again.
We do agree. What is your opinion on this Texas law that was upheld? I mean, I can kind of guess, but...
North Carolina needs to get with it.
Yes.
And take that bill and duplicate it word for word, because the Supreme Court has already ruled
right. that it's good to go. We need to duplicate that bill, change the state name, and pass it here in North Carolina.
That's it. Yeah, I think a lot of states need to. Now's the time. Now's the time while it's hot. We do have a lot of detractors who, you know, most women don't know that they're pregnant by 6 weeks. Well, what are you doing? You knew when you did the deed. Why do you need 6 weeks? You know, just go get that test. And it's funny, these are the same people who are, oh my gosh, I sneezed. I have to run get a COVID test. You know, if you did the deed, get tested. And they also want to say that there's a, you know, what about the incest and the rape? And we know that less than 0.5% is incest, less than 1% is rape. So don't give me, you know, I think when you have 99% and it's lack of responsibility, yeah. You know.
And even in those cases, it's not the child's fault.
Absolutely.
Well, you brought up COVID. So let's look at those two issues. When it's abortion, it's my body, my choice. But when it comes to vaccines, it doesn't seem to work that way. What's your opinion on the vaccines?
My opinion in regards to the vaccine, well, first of all, COVID is a real thing. There are people that are getting sick. If you are a high, you know, high risk category, I think you need to take precautionary measures. But I believe it's every individual's choice whether or not they should be vaccinated or not. I think they have rammed through these vaccinations. We've seen a lot of side effects, yep, that have come to light. And a matter of fact, some of those side effects are not being reported in the issues that are people that are experiencing. I think there needs to be more testing. I mean, I'm definitely not an anti-vaxxer. I think you need to get your immunizations, you know, as a child and things like that. I get the flu shot, but the vaccine is a personal choice. Government should not be involved in medicine, and people should not be disallowed to shop at a grocery store or go to a school or work at a company just because they make a personal choice not to take a vaccine. The other thing is that people aren't talking about, there's a lot of people with medical conditions that prevent them from taking that vaccine.
That's right.
And by saying we can't, that they have to, or they have to stay home, that's hurting them, and that's not fair to them.
Well, they're also using it to divide the country. They're putting the vax people against the unvax, and like Joe Biden did I hate to call it a speech or recitation or whatever today.
Rambling.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he's doing, is he's turning the vax people against the unvax and blaming the unvax people for spreading and causing the problem. And
which is totally false, by the way.
The sad part of that is, as Sandy just said, that's not the truth. Evidently, the variant that's going around now is hitting the people who were vaccinated. And one of the things that really bothers me about this whole thing is my husband and I both had COVID, and we had our antibodies tested, and we found out we had them. So why in the world would we want to get the vaccine?
Yep.
Did you hear what happened in Japan with the vaccine? They actually received, I think it was 3 million bottles of the vaccine.
And it had metal in it.
And they returned it back because they will not.
Right.
There was actually a lawsuit recently, I read about it today, that a man who worked, his work required him to get the vaccine, but he had COVID as well and had been tested in antibodies from his doctor, said that was a much better protection than getting the vaccine.
Right.
And that actually getting the vaccine would harm him. Mm-hmm. And so he won that case. So
there's a lot of scientific proof and evidence out there on that. And talking about the Japanese, the vaccines having the metal in it, and you said you are not an anti-vaxxer. You mentioned the flu vaccines and the other vaccines. Those were a different type of vaccine.
Correct.
This is being falsely identified as a vaccine when actually it is not a vaccine. This is an mRNA.
Correct.
They're putting something in your body that once you put it in, you can't take it back out. So the government should not have any say-so over what you put in your body. That should be your personal choice.
There was a report on One American News today that a study of tens of thousands of Israelis showed statistically that people who have the natural immunity It lasts longer and does a better job of preventing future cases of COVID. And if they do get it, they are milder than are the people who have had two shots.
Right. And people, as we always tell you, we try to provide you source documents when we put anything out there. You don't have to take our word for what we're saying here about this vaccine and the COVID situation. There's plenty of information online, and you're going to say, all right, those conspiracy theorists and all that. No, go to the FDA website. Go to the NIH website. Go to
CDC?
CDC is another one, the one where you get the tag on it.
Oh, the one that lists all the side effects.
Yes.
And how many.
And VARS, VAERS.
There you go, VAERS.
Yeah. And you find out when you do that these, quote, vaccines are having more side effects and more deaths than all the rest of the vaccines we have used in a human history.
Right, and all that information is on the government websites themselves. Actually, some of the stuff that Joe Biden said in his speech is contradicted by his own government websites.
Because the left doesn't know what the right's doing.
That's right.
Left hand, right hand.
So go do your homework and you'll find the answers yourself.
And I think the government right now is trying to hide any opportunity to find a quick, I'm going to say, killer for the virus, like the ivermectin or whatever. What research has been done for ivermectin or for the hydrochloroquine?
Yeah.
What research has the government actually done and put out in front of us? Because apparently they're valid responses.
The research has been done over the last 50 years. Those drugs have been in use by billions of people around the world.
And they work.
And actually, they are... supplements in some countries that you can buy right over the counter.
Right.
But something really interesting about the whole COVID thing is people, you know, they're trying to say, oh, you know, the minority people aren't getting the shot, or, you know, the white people are getting the shot. Interesting fact, the most unvaccinated people in the country are folks with PhD in high education, super high educated.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why are they not getting the shot?
Because they do their own research.
Exactly.
They aren't letting somebody lead them around by the nose.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We need you as an individual need to do your own research to figure out what works best for you.
Okay, Brandon, real quick.
Well, and I think, as you pointed out, like, this is between vaxxed and unvaxxed people. And that's classic Marxism, right? Where there's always two groups pitting against each other for power.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's how this works. And it sadly,
divide,
that's what we're
saying. Conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Right. Well, we got to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, our special guest is Sandy Smith, candidate for Congress here in North Carolina. And we appreciate her giving us some time. And so far, we've been having some interesting conversations on some hot topics. So I'm going to give you another hot one. What do you think of the situation in Afghanistan and the way the current administration's been handling that?
It's a total embarrassment. It's a disaster. It's an insult to our men and women who've served over there and fought for the last 20 years to hand it over to the Taliban and get nothing. It's disgusting. You know, I'll tell you, we have probably thousands of Americans still stranded over in Afghanistan, and this administration has no plan to evacuate and rescue those political prisoners is really what they are.
And you have to understand that those people that are holding them captive have all intentions of either getting more money out of us as hostages, or they'll just kill them.
Absolutely. They don't even have an intention of accounting for the number of people.
Absolutely. And the thing that really infuriates me is all of our military equipment that we left over there. We could have destroyed it, but we basically made the Taliban one of the eighth strongest armies in the world.
Strongest in the Middle East over there. I don't understand what's so difficult. Okay, so time crunch. You got to get out of here, whatever their reason or their excuse is. But if you can show me videos of the Taliban on that base, showing off all the stuff they've got, why can't you drop one mother of all bombs right there while they're all right there collecting those weapons and stuff, and you accomplish two things. You destroy the equipment, then you get rid of a lot of them.
I agree. You know, speaking of leaving the equipment and things like that behind, I think when we saw the video of the Taliban marching in American uniform,
sickening.
It just hit me in a way I haven't felt that way in a long time. The loss of life, the lives that are over there suffering, and what it means that we now have China recognizing the Taliban as a government. And then to see that with them in American uniform, it's more than heartbreaking. It's infuriating. I think it just said everything that we fear.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't express how angry I've been since seeing this. And I've talked to folks. My in-laws are veterans. Matter of fact, my father-in-law was an original 13 of Delta Force. And to sit there and see what's happened in Afghanistan is absolutely sickening.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is the Taliban made an announcement that China was going to be there this week.
Yeah.
You don't think China is going to take possession of that military equipment and re-engineer it and replicate it? We're not going to see the damage that was done by this administration for generations. And what they've put our country in is just, it's terrible.
It is. So, well, Hal's a retired Brigadier General. Hal, you got a comment?
Well, I do really. And Rainer and I, our military family have been for years, as you pointed out. And also, both of our sons have served over in Afghanistan, one of them for four tours. We have a granddaughter who served over there as an MP, female MP over there. Was kind of a dangerous thing to be doing. So it's really, really close to our heart. But the question that I have about it for Sandy is, what could a congressperson do? What would you do as a congressperson to try to have some effect on this situation?
Well, definitely I would be putting bills together that we would never allow our equipment to be abandoned in any foreign country, even in the event of an emergency evacuation. We have measures that when we vacate an embassy, that we have burn orders and things like that. We need to have the same protocols in place for our military. We should never, ever leave our military equipment to the enemy. And that's what the Taliban is, regardless of what this administration tries to tell us. They are the enemy. We must never forget 9/11. We must never forget the men and women that have died and shed blood for this country in Afghanistan and the Middle East.
We don't normally do it. It's not a normal thing, a normal practice to leave equipment.
Well, I'd like to comment on that. You know, we thought we had a policy. We had a no man left behind policy, and it's been a policy in the Army for years.
Well, that's something I wanted to bring up. You're talking about putting in a bill. I think, you know, man, we got enough bills. We got enough laws. If we would just enforce what's already on the books.
I agree with that. But the other thing we need to have is strong generals that are running our Defense Department.
Absolutely.
That are leading our troops. When we have folks that are resigning from their position after 17 years for the lack of leadership and that's speaking volumes. Right now, the generals that we have running the show, if you will, are just talking heads.
Handpicked.
They've been handpicked, but they're talking heads. They've been given the talking points, and that's where they're spinning it.
Right.
Sandy, I maintain that our the current occupant of the White House, the current occupant of the Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the current occupant of the Office of the Department of Defense have committed treason. They have aided and abetted and given succor to our enemies in a time of war. They have harmed America. I fully expect the Chinese to come in and take all the rare earth minerals that are in Afghanistan. Afghanistan, Taiwan, and China have just about cornered the market on the availability of those things. Will we see China invading Taiwan next as a result? More fallout from this treasonous behavior by our top of the military chain?
Unfortunately, I believe that we will. A matter of fact, Chinese have already made the threats to the Biden administration, or I should say a warning, say don't even bother. Don't even bother coming over here because we're going to take what we want. And the problem is we have let our judicial system become politicized, and they legislate from the bench rather than follow our Constitution.
Yep.
And that's why, you know, you mentioned treason. Yes, we could, if we had a fair and balanced Department of Justice.
But it's the Department of Injustice, right? Isn't it?
Well, we were warned about that in a previous administration when they said they were going to fundamentally change. And now you know what the fundamental change is.
It is socialism.
They took over the judicial system. They made all these high-level appointments throughout every aspect of government that we have. Every agency, they embedded their people there that they wanted. And that's the senior executive service that is not elected and that stays in there for a lifetime appointment, a lot of them. Now, today I'm hearing that the Biden administration is firing all of they're telling them, you either resign or you're fired. All the
military academy advisors.
Well, all the appointees from the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm. Rick, one of the things that just totally frosted me with this whole weapons thing, there was an article in Al Jazeera, which I don't normally read, but I happened to stumble across. The Taliban was complaining to Al Jazeera that many of the weapons that they seized didn't work. Evidently, some of our soldiers had enough brains to sabotage some of those helicopters.
Bless them.
But, I mean, they complained. We stole this stuff and it didn't work.
Well, also, now walking the fine line our government didn't leave equipment behind. Our government had given that to the Afghan fighters, and the Afghan fighters just relinquished it. Now, we still should have gone in and destroyed it.
Right. All right. Well, I've seen a lot of videos out there where some of the soldiers were in the tanks and the armored vehicles and the aircraft beating the stuff up and breaking it up and destroying it the best they could.
Sandy, if you should be elected to Congress, would you favor a passage of a law that says all bureaucrats who work for the government, unelected bureaucrats, have a maximum time to work for the government of 10 years cumulative period?
You mean like term limits? Absolutely.
For bureaucrats.
For bureaucrats.
I think the ballot box is good enough term limits for elected people.
Right.
But we've got this stuffing of thousands of unelected people who think they know more than we do.
Absolutely. They've definitely lost touch.
Yeah, stationed at the Pentagon, and I personally experienced that. I know what that's all about.
All right, let's move on now. We're talking about Afghanistan, and one of the other side effects of what's going on in Afghanistan, we talked about the Americans that are being left behind, but we haven't talked about all the unvetted Afghanis that are being brought into our country. They have no problem getting them here, whether they have, and I know that the paperwork is an issue, but I understand that the State Department was hanging out blank visas to the Afghanis, telling them just put your name on there. So comment on that.
Well, I just, when I was driving in today, I was listening to a news report, and I believe we are housing some of our refugees up in Virginia.
Yes.
And these folks that have not been vetted, we don't know who they are. And like you said, they were passing out
blank visas.
And we don't know who's actually here in these refugee camps. We don't know if they are rapists. We don't know if they're terrorists. We don't know if they are child molesters. But more importantly, we're allowing these refugees that have not been vetted to leave base and go out into town. So the American people up in Virginia are potentially could be, you know, encounter a...
Some of them are leaving and going God knows where in the country.
And
we have no way
back
of tracking them or knowing where they've gone or what they're doing.
And we've already known that they have caught some known terrorist in the refugees. I think what else is interesting is I think this has a lot to do with changing the political climates in some of these very red states, because
that's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. And so conveniently they're sending folks here to North Carolina, to other red states.
They're watering down the vote, and they've been doing that for a number of decades now.
Absolutely, especially when we have a governor here that does not clean our voter rolls, and we have illegals on there. We have dead people on there. I mean, it's crazy.
And you don't have to try to figure out what they're doing, because they have documented it themselves. They're proud of it, and it's out there. You go back to the late 40s, early 50s. It started back then. They were doing some of these things, and it's a plan that's been laid out. Look at Rules for Radicals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of it's out there.
But they want to keep you locked down. They want
right.
to make you mask up. They want you vaccinated. But if you're an illegal coming across
those rules don't apply.
You come on in. A matter of fact, we'll put you on an airplane or up in a nice hotel, and we'll fly you anywhere in the country.
And we'll stick you in with a bunch of other people that don't have COVID. And now, go ahead.
In a sense, what they're doing at the southern border, when they're not testing people, they're not vaccinating people, is seeding the epidemic throughout the country. They're, because this epidemic gives them power that they would not have otherwise.
All right.
So if they can keep it going. Now, I read something today, and I don't remember where I read it, that the actual case numbers are actually dropping.
Yeah.
The epidemic is winding down.
I read
more
that today,
people
too.
Have had it.
Well, Biden said in his own speech today that we are way better off today than we were December of last year.
So why are we making stricter rules?
And why, if we are, once you're fully vaccinated, quoting him, if you're fully vaccinated, you're protected, then why do we have to get boosters and get another vaccine?
And why, if you're fully vaccinated, do you care if anybody else is, if the vaccine works?
Can any of us say the word control?
I mean,
control and conditioning.
Yep.
I'm probably the least logical person I know. But it seems to me if I'm protected against something and somebody comes into a room with that something and I'm protected, then I really don't care.
Right.
It's not my problem.
All right. Well, let's move on to another topic. We've talked about Afghanistan and our men and women that are serving over there. And let's talk about the vets, the ones that do get to leave the country and come back. What about taking care of them? Well, how's our VA system working out?
Well, I'll tell you, during the Trump administration, they did do some huge improvements in regards to a time of service. However, we have a lot to do still. We have a lot of veterans still to this day that are struggling to get coverage and treatment. Matter of fact, I know folks that have are trying to get referrals and it's taking 6 months to get an MRI. It's crazy. I have another person that's trying to get some other treatment, and they've been going round and round and round, and the VA won't even call them back. They keep saying, oh, well, we're waiting on the paperwork.
Yeah.
I would like to know why, you know, you can come here and get health care. I mean, health care is an incentive for illegal immigrants to come here. They can get welfare benefits. They can get health care and those types of things. You know, if we are not taking care of the people who secured those freedoms for us first, I mean, our country is in terrible shape.
Absolutely. We need to take better care of our veterans. We need to take care of them medically. And also we need to focus on when they transition from military life to civilian life.
Absolutely.
They do not get enough support, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of service members, they get a 3-week course on, hey, write your resume up and here you go. And I'll tell you, a lot of our young military members who get out and they have the honeymoon period, which is about 6 to 8 months. After that time frame, reality starts to set in. And unless they have a strong support system or a very strict structured, you know, a defined plan of what they're going to do, many of them fall off and get lost in the shadows and suffer greatly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and become suicidal.
Very much.
Speaking of veterans, I want to talk a little about the Afghan veterans and how they've been impacted by what has happened in the past week, because we have a family member and we have a number of friends that are Afghan veterans, and you guys have kids that are Afghan
children
veterans.
Children and grandchildren.
One of the things that I have seen that's positive is our son-in-law, who is an Afghan veteran, when this whole thing started to go down, got a phone call from a pastor friend of his who's a Vietnam veteran in support. Had another friend who was a former Capitol policeman show up at his door. Are you okay? So the positive thing that's happening here is many of these vets that have been strongly impacted by what they've seen are reaching out to each other on their own and helping each other get through it. And I think, you know, I'm sorry that the VA is not doing a better job of that, but I'm grateful that a lot of these vets are taking the initiative on themselves and reaching out to each other, because we've heard a number of positive stories, and we've heard a number of, when it first happened, heard a lot of things like, I don't know if I can deal with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our son John is deeply angry because he's found out that his interpreter is still in and wants to get out badly and needs help.
Yep.
That is anger and distress won't touch.
Broken promises, it won't be forgotten.
Yes.
We've got veterans that are actually reaching out to a lot of their allies over there that are trying to get them out because our administration is doing absolutely nothing.
John is working
John is
on that.
Yes.
We have a lot of, and this is, wow, love America. We have, you know, look what Glenn Beck did in a matter of just, you know, the 2 days. I mean, raising.
And he's still working
exactly,
on it.
Exactly. Raising that amount of money is just, you know, to get these people home. These private civilians are doing it. And, I mean, that's what it's all about, being a patriot.
Well, it shows how inept our government really is and how they really don't care about the folks that they have abandoned in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break, hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Sandy Smith, running for Congress here in North Carolina. We appreciate you being here. And I want to hit some other issues real quick before we run out of time. Second Amendment, where do you stand on Second Amendment?
Proudly support our Second Amendment. We need to protect it with every fiber of our being, and that's exactly what I will do. I'm a proud concealed carry permit holder, and I embrace our Second Amendment daily.
All right. What about our Constitution being our permit?
I believe we should have a constitutional carry. That is our permit. I think when government requires us to file for special licensing and permits to even purchase a gun, I think that's just a taxation of something that is our God-given right.
All right. You did good on that one. Let's go to education. Where do you stand on education, critical race theory, lockdown into schools, woke agendas, indoctrination versus education?
That's the problem. Our school districts, public schools especially, have gotten away from educating. They're indoctrinating. CRT has no business being in our taught in public school or any school. And I believe education should be a parent's choice. And it should not be based on their zip code. They should be able to choose where they want to send their child and where their tax dollars are allotted to.
Okay. How about our economy, regulations, taxation, free market, things like that?
Well, I think the current administration shows you exactly what happens when we overregulate and overtax an economy. We are headed for a downturn for sure.
So you mean like you shut down the oil fields and the pipelines and
exactly.
Gas gets more expensive?
Cause an entire cities to just basically close up and destroy them. President Trump had it right. Less legislation, let businesses be businesses, and lower taxes.
What are your thoughts about energy independence, and should any form of energy be subsidized by the government?
I think, first of all, in regards to energy, I'm for all of the above. If it doesn't make economic sense, why are we even doing it, number one? Number two, I think, why is Europe and Russia allowed to have a pipeline, but we're not? Open our darn pipeline. There's no reason why we need to be dependent on any foreign country for our energy. Yeah. We must be energy independent, and that does not mean solar panels and windmills. That means all of the above. Coal, oil, everything.
Natural gas. We have plenty of resources. We just aren't allowed to use them. Okay. Well, we got just a few more minutes, so I've gone through most of the list. Melissa, did you see anything I skipped?
One of the big things right now, the police. Let's talk about the police. What is your stance on the rhetoric going around?
You want to defund them?
Absolutely not. You know what's really funny is the folks that are screaming defund the police, they're the ones that can hire a private security firm.
Right.
And you talk to folks in minority communities, they don't want
to. They want the police.
They want the police because they know that helps keep crime down. And we need to support our law enforcement 100%.
Well, I think the other thing is that we need to get the courts backing the police, not releasing the criminals to the street faster than the police doing their paperwork.
Yep. Because
the police get to a point, they're like, well, why bother? You're going to set them free anyways. And then if anything gets brought to court, you know, no one's going to defend
the police. The police are being tried
instead of
the criminal.
I'm telling you, when there's an emergency and I need to call law enforcement, I want law enforcement to show up. I don't want a social service manager come and try to negotiate with the criminal and the victim. You know, I want to be able to call the cops and get assistance.
All right. That won't work anyway, because it won't be long. You won't have any more social workers.
Yeah. And last thing, voter ID.
100% for voter ID. There's no reason why someone shouldn't have to show their ID to vote. You have to show your ID to get a driver's or to get social service benefits. You have to show an ID to make a cash deposit at the bank. I've told my banker, just for the record, if anyone wants to deposit cash in my bank, please do so. They don't need an ID yet. But it's just ridiculous. And honestly, to the minority community, because that's who they're claiming mm-hmm. does not have access to to an ID, it's insulting.
It's insulting.
Totally insulting.
You got 1 minute left. Freely tell us why you should be our next congressman.
Well, I'm going to fight for we the people. I'm going to get rid of the do-nothing Democrats, and I'm going to hold the Rhino Republicans' feet to the fire. We're either going to send them home, or they're going to get on the right side of the Republican Party. If you want to find out more information about my campaign, you can visit my website. It's sandysmithnc.com. And like I said earlier, we just launched our petition to audit the vote, which you can find at sandysmithnc.com/audit.
Good. Thank you. Again, I want to thank you for coming and spending some time with us. Okay, folks, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. Thank you for listening to the show. Please visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them right here on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years.
Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in Newbern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Folks, as we take time out to reflect on this 20th anniversary of September 11th, we at CCTA Wake Up Call would like to leave you with this very important message.
Some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. The experts say, if it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country is just out looking for a fight. But after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and our people blown? Those towers fail. We have neighbors still inside.